is The Naked Scientist. Now, we've heard about the biological techniques of capturing carbon. Now it's time to move on to the geological methods, starting with the use of disused coal mines, something that we have plenty of here in the UK. So we sent Mira down to London to find out more.
Whilst we're all worried about the increase in carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, another worry is our source of energy for the future. The burning of fossil fuels, which aren't renewable sources of energy, means that as well as increasing the carbon dioxide in our atmosphere, our energy sources are running out. In order to try and kill two birds with one stone, Professor Peter Stiles from the University of Kiel has been looking into using unminable coal seams to not only sequester carbon dioxide, but also enhance the release of methane from these seams. As coal absorbs carbon dioxide twice as readily as methane, when CO2 is piped in, the coal absorbs it readily and the methane is freed and released, therefore providing us with energy as well as preventing CO2 from entering our atmosphere. I spoke to Peter recently at a carbon capture event put on by the Institute of Physics at the Royal Society in London, and I asked him about what his team are looking into to capture carbon from our atmosphere and how they plan on going about it.
Well, we're particularly interested in coal as a particular repository in a slightly different context, in that we were looking at catastrophic failures in mines which emitted methane, but that got me interested in how much gas could be stored in coal. With CO2, it's the case that coal actually likes CO2, and if you actually place CO2 close to coal, it will actually start to absorb it and it will give you more methane. And so you can get a virtuous cycle of actually producing an energy source and then storing the byproducts. So it's that kind of combination of being able to deal with an energy issue and also deal with the CO2 sequestration issue, which really attracts me. 30% of the UK is underlain by coal of one kind or another, and even with our very long history of mining, we've only removed a fraction of the coal. So there is a tremendous amount of coal there which is accessible, and if you go to China, as you know, their main source is coal. And if we can produce technologies which will enable them to actually work more environmentally friendly, then that will be a great contribution.
And how would you actually get the carbon dioxide down there in the first place in order to be absorbed by the coal?
You would usually do this in conjunction with a process called coal bed methane. Now, coal bed methane, you actually drill a hole, and in the old days it would be a vertical borehole. Now it will be a vertical borehole with horizontal wells off it. So it can cover from one single vertical hole a very large area underground. You will then pump water off initially and eventually reduce the pressure enough that methane will come off. Now, you can either have a separate borehole in which you pump CO2, or you can do that for a while and then reverse it. Instead of extracting methane, you start to pump CO2 back in, and then that will release more methane. So I kind of imagine some kind of cyclic process where you actually alternate extraction of methane and injection of CO2.
If we were to do that and take it out of our atmosphere, how long would that be able to help us for?
One thing about coal is that you will store it permanently. You've permanently locked it out because coal actually absorbs the CO2 into its structure. Most of the other sequestration methods are not intrinsically permanent because you're actually just putting the CO2 into the porosity of the rock, and it is possible for it to escape. You know, most oil and gas which is ever produced, we don't see. It escaped to the environment. Coal is still there. You know, it actually doesn't move very far. So it's that permanence which is part of it, as well as the volume.
And has this actually been tested anywhere yet?
Yes, there have been several experiments. The biggest one potentially was a collaboration between Canada and Western China, where they increased the output of gas by about 5 to 6 times over what they did without injection of CO2.
Of all the different processes available, what looks like the most promising one to reduce carbon dioxide in the atmosphere by the greatest percentage?
I'm trying to look at this as a combined cycle, that I'm not just looking at sequestration, I'm trying to look at energy too. If you just look at sequestration, then probably I would guess that enhanced oil recovery, pumping it into old abandoned oil fields or depleted oil fields, would be a very, very useful process. That would have been my guess, because the technology for that is very, very mature. But the main fuel for the future will be coal. And so we actually need to deal with that, not just in the UK, but globally. Because if we just continue burning coal and do nothing with the CO2, then we're going to all be in trouble.
So there you have it. Whilst we can't purely rely on hiding carbon dioxide from our atmosphere, these capture methods are buying us some time to come up with a new clean source of energy for the future, whilst trying to reduce our impact on the environment in the meantime.
That was Mira talking to Professor Peter Stiles from the University of Kiel about the possibility of using coal mines to increase our energy sources whilst reducing the levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.